The political landscape in Delhi saw heightened tension as the Aam Aadmi Party and the Bharatiya Janata Party engaged in a fierce verbal spat. The Aam Aadmi Party accused the BJP of distributing cash to influence voters ahead of the Delhi Assembly elections, with specific claims against the BJP leader Parvesh Varma. Meanwhile, the BJP has countered by questioning the Aam Aadmi Party's recent welfare scheme promises, alleging misuse of data collection.
It's an all-out war between the Aam Aadmi Party and the Bharatiya Janata Party, even before Delhi polls were announced. A massive row erupted after the two departments of the Delhi government red-flagged misleading schemes launched by the ruling Aam Aadmi Party. In what started as government versus bureaucracy, Delhi government officers red-flag Aam Aadmi Party's two big poll schemes. Public notices have been issued against Sanjeevani Yojana and Mahila Samman Yojana by the Health Department and WCD Department. The notices cautioned public. Schemes not notified by government called doorstep registrations by Aam Aadmi Party volunteers fraudulent and without any authority. In response, Delhi Chief Minister Atishi warned that strict action will be taken against the officers in question. Meanwhile, Kejriwal also went on to allege that BJP is conspiring to arrest Atishi in a false case.
तो वेबसाइट नहीं बनी, क्राइटेरिया तय नहीं हुआ, कोई यदि सूचना नहीं आई, तो आप महिलाओं से साइन कैसे करा सकते हो? और अगर ऐसा साइन करा रहे हैं, तो अब आतिशी जी को जवाब भी देना पड़ेगा और इस दोष का भागी भी बनना पड़ेगा। आतिशी जी, ये देश जो है ना कानून से चलता है, जिसको बाबा साहब भीमराव अंबेडकर जी ने लिखा है।
तो जनता को भरोसा है, जनता रजिस्टर कर रही है, जो-जो लोग रजिस्टर कर रहे हैं उन लोगों को चुनाव के बाद हम अपने ये वाली वो दिलाएंगे, उनको ये बेनिफिट दिलाएंगे। इनका पूरा मकसद है कि जनता को 2100 रुपए की योजना का बेनिफिट ना मिले। इनका पूरा मकसद है कि जनता को संजीवनी योजना का बेनिफिट ना मिले।
ऑन द अदर हैंड, दिल्ली चीफ मिनिस्टर अतिशी ट्रेंड गन्स एट बीजेपी लीडर परवेश वर्मा फॉर एलिजली डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग कैश फॉर वोट्स इन गार्ब ऑफ लाडली स्कीम। परवेश वर्मा वॉज क्विक टू डिनाई दी चार्जेस।
अभी ईडी की रेड करवाई है उनके घर पर। भारतीय जनता पार्टी जिस तरीके से पैसे बांटकर चुनाव, जो हारा हुआ उनका चुनाव है, उसको जीतने की कोशिश जो कर रही है, वो पूरे देश के सामने आ जाएगी। परवेश वर्मा की गिरफ्तारी की डिमांड हम रखते हैं और अब इलेक्शन कमीशन को भी, ईडी, सीबीआई को भी और दिल्ली पुलिस को इस पे जवाब देना होगा।
आज मुझे खुशी है कि मैं मेरी गरीब माताओं बहनों की सहायता कर रहा हूँ। मैं शराब नहीं बांट रहा, ना मैं अपना शीश महल बना रहा हूँ। मैं मेरे घर के पैसे, मेरे अकाउंट के पैसे, मेरी संस्था के पैसे, वो सारे अकाउंटेड पैसों से ही मैं यहाँ की माताओं बहनों की मदद कर रहा हूँ। क्योंकि मैं महिला सम्मान के लिए खड़ा हुआ, मैं मेरी लाडली माताओं बहनों के लिए खड़ा हुआ, तो आज ये बौखला गए हैं। तो मैं आतिशी जी को बताना चाहता हूं कि मैंने बहुत सारे अच्छे काम किए हैं, आज मैंने एक और अच्छा काम किया, आपको तो मेरे साथ खड़ा होना चाहिए।
Flash point between the government and the bureaucracy is not new to Delhi, but this time government officials calling the two flagship schemes of the Aam Aadmi Party misleading and a possible fraud is only expected to snowball this election season. Now with camera person Ashwini, this is Ishka Verma for NDTV.
Well, joining us now, Saurabh Bhardwaj, Cabinet Minister in the Delhi government. Saurabh, thank you very much for being with us. So there are two schemes over here. There's the Sanjeevani Yojana. The Delhi Health Department has issued warnings on people saying that, you know, I mean, why have you registered? Then there's the Mahila Samman Yojana as well. You've run into problems with that. How do you intend to implement these, even if you win the elections, if you're facing problems from bureaucrats, you know, in these departments?
I think there is a set of bureaucrats who are basically spineless, and they have to adhere to the directions of the LG and the central government, and sometimes and many times they are ready to do anything illegal also when it comes to the directions by the central government. However, what we believe is that in spite of all the hindrances and the hurdles, we have been able to deliver to the people of Delhi whatever schemes we have promised. And this is for the first time that a government is thinking of giving benefits to the middle class, because throughout the history, the middle class has been treated mostly as a, you know, milking cow. They give most of the taxes in this country, whether it is GST, whether it is income tax. But when they retired, most of the middle class is into the private jobs. And when they retire at the age of 60, they face so much of risk that if they get a disease, who will pay for their medical bills? And this government is coming up with a policy where anybody above 60 years of age will be given free treatment, cashless treatment in our empaneled private hospitals, and government will pay for it.
No, but sort of my question, however, is, would you be able
Ayushman
to enforce
the Ayushman Bharat Yojana of the central government?
Now, I know the scheme, sort of. I'm just trying to understand.
Why not? Look,
if there is the bureaucracy which opposes you, which are not even willing to accept registrations, how will you carry it out?
No, it's not a bureaucracy. It's few rotten apples. So there may be, you know, few people, few bureaucrats who are spineless, who are ready to do illegal acts just for the sake of central government. So we will take care of them.
Okay.
We know how to deal with such rotten apples. That is not a problem. We have dealt it. We dealt with them for last year.
All right. Saurabh, now the other point that's been made
is... elected government has a mandate.
Saurabh, the other point is, I just want to quickly keep the questions going. Arvind Kejriwal has today said that the BJP is planning to arrest Chief Minister Atishi. On what basis do you say that?
Such announcement, whether it was regarding the arrest of Mr. Sisodia or it was about arrest of Mr. Satinder Jain, even about the arrest of Mr. Kejriwal, everybody in the media said that, how can you say that? And we said, we say that because we know it. And sooner, you know, everybody saw it, that whenever we announced that there is a probability of arrest, there was an arrest. So, you know, there are a lot of people, you know, who are in these agencies and who are sympathizers and who want to side with the truth. So the sympathizers are often, you know, give us some tips. And I think in every government, we have such people who want to help help others.
All right, Saurabh, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us and sharing, you know, the Aam Aadmi Party's views ahead, you know, during this very, very heavy election campaign.
Vishnuji, we didn't discuss about Pravesh Verma distributing cash.
Please go ahead and make your point about Pravesh Verma.
So I think this is for the first time in the history that somebody who is a poster boy of BJP has been caught red-handed distributing money. And he's saying that this money belongs to a sanstha. But the card which he is giving and distributing to the women, that doesn't have any name of any organization. The only organization which is mentioned on that card is BJP. And there are photographs of the Honorable Prime Minister, Honorable Home Minister, the National President of BJP. So how can a Prime Minister lend his photograph to a so-called organization, and that organization is distributing cash to the people on the promise that they have to vote for BJP? So this is all recorded in cameras. A lot of media channels recorded the interviews of the beneficiaries who got 1,100 rupees cash on the promise that they will have to vote for BJP. So it shows that BJP has already lost the plot. They are already losing this election. The only, with so much of, you know, trumpet blowing trumpet, they brought Mr. Pravesh Verma, that he is the one who will challenge Mr. Kejriwal in New Delhi constituency.
Yep.
And now he's so desperate that he is distributing money.
All right.
I think there should be police action.
Okay. I'm going to put that across to the BJP right now. You're welcome to remain for this if you want. I'm joined by R.P. Singh of the BJP, former BJP MLA and national spokesperson. Mr. Singh, firstly, the statements made by the Aam Aadmi Party on your leader, Pravesh Verma, that funds were being given, and he was behind this, to a particular organization, which was being further distributed, with the message being, please vote for the BJP. How would you respond?
Well, Vishnu, what's wrong in distributing some money or helping some poor woman with some monetary help? What's wrong in it?
No, I think there's nothing wrong with that. I think the point that's being made.
Can I complete my first sentence, please?
No, no, you will. But the point is, the allegation is, there's nothing wrong about helping people, but it's with the thing that you have to vote for the BJP. That's their allegation.
Had you allowed me to complete, I was answering that only. Problem is that you think that we are fools and we don't know what.
No, I'm not getting into that with you. I was trying to clarify my question. Will you please answer?
So please show me a video where he's asking, please vote for BJP if I'm paying you money. Please show me one video.
No, I don't have the video. I'm asking you to respond to their allegation.
So please, in future, please, before you ask the question, be very sure about your the credential of what you're saying. I mean,
It's not what I have said. It is what the Aam Aadmi Party. I'm asking you to respond. So don't target me.
No, you said something. So I'm saying, have something credible before you ask. It dents the reputation of the channel also.
No, ask questions which are not credible. It is a point that he has made. He's a minister. I'm asking you to respond to that. Don't shoot the messenger. Answer the question, sir.
So I said, please show a video on record.
Okay.
If you have one. So otherwise, don't ask something which is incredible. I mean, sorry, which is not credible.
Okay.
And also, other point. Give me a second. During Corona, I distributed 21 concentrators in Jhuggi clusters in my constituency. It was because it was required for poor people. And they are still with those people in Bihari Colony, in Gas Godam, in A85, in Sonia Gandhi camp, in Rajiv Gandhi camp. They're still there. But that doesn't mean that we are leveraging that for vote. But other way around, what Mr. Kejriwal is doing is what? He is going door to door. He is asking his people to go door to door and seek address, telephone number, and ask them to put a mobile number and seek a OTP on that, and then collect their data. Who has authorized that? Delhi government says that they have not authorized anything of 2100 rupees, whereas they are saying that it is the Delhi government scheme. That's what ad says. And then if Mr. Saurabh Bhardwaj is so sure, please ask him to take action tomorrow morning. Okay, today was a holiday. Let him take action tomorrow morning and sack those people. But any officer will not put his neck on the scheme which has not been approved.
So, Mr. Singh, what he did mention, because I asked him about this, and his response on Sanjeevani Yojana and the Mahila Samman Yojana is that there are a few officers who work with the LG, and this is the Aam Aadmi Party's time-tested argument, on the basis of which no work gets done, and that they will push it through. How would you respond to that?
So, I'll come to your debate after 2 days and see what action have they taken against such officers and what is the action of those officers in such a case. But let's understand. The Sanjeevani Yojana first. Just go through Google and check. Some 6 months back, Mr. Kejriwal is on record that everyone in Delhi can have a free health checkup in any hospital they want, private or public or Sarkari hospital, and the expense will be borne by the Delhi government. Mm-hmm. It was scheme for everyone in city, for you, me, everyone around you or surround us. But now they say it's for 60 years plus. To whom to believe? The first one or the second one? Which name to eat? The first one or the second one? And also on this Mahila Samman Nidhi, Mr. Kejriwal said, oh, we have already done 1,000 rupees, so we are going to enhance by another 1,100 rupees and do it 2,100 rupees.
Right.
Show me one woman in city who has got 1,000 rupees as a Mahila Samman Nidhi. Oh, woman in Punjab are waiting since 33 months for that 1,000 rupees which was promised by Mr. Kejriwal. Hum aayenge aur ek mahine ke andar andar hum 1,000 rupees dena shuru kar denge. That's what he announced in Punjab. I'll send you the videos. Or you can ask your research team to do that part. But fact is, those 33 months have passed. So they can keep announcing what they announced. And also there's a technical administrative protocol which has to follow for doing or announcing such schemes. If they're not followed that, then probably the officers have right to save his skin. Because tomorrow people will ask the officer. Ultimately to follow the officer.
Okay, Mr. Singh, also, the other allegation which has been made is that it's just a matter of time before the agencies are used to arrest the Chief Minister Atishi in what the Aam Aadmi Party calls a fake case. Again, how would the BJP look at that statement?
Was those cases you filed were earlier was fake cases? The court should have quashed those cases. Either it was Mr. Kejriwal, Satinder Jain, Manish Sisodia, Sanjay Singh. None of the cases have been quashed by the court.
But they are out on bail. Yeah.
They are all out on bail. So we don't know. They would know person who has committed crime or person who has committed some sort of fraud. The person knows about the cases better than any one of us. Also, it will be Atishi who will be knowing it better, or Mr. Saurabh Bhardwaj, who can be probably the partner in crime, would know it better than anyone else. We don't know. So if there is some case which probably ED or CBI is pursuing, they have all the right to ask them for the questions. They can call them for questioning. For example, Durgesh Pathak, I know, who was contesting MLA for Rindanagar constituency, is already under question. Tomorrow, CBI has some detail and document. They can always call, or ED has some more detail and document or more evidence. They can always call him. We have seen probably twice or thrice he has been called. So it's a person who is accused or who is involved knows better than anyone else.
Okay, sir, one final question to you. I'm running out of time. The Aam Aadmi Party says that the center or those close to the center, the bureaucrats blocking the Mahila Samman Yojana or the Sanjeevani Yojana are doing so because the BJP is jittery about your prospects. How would you respond?
Vishnu, 10 years have passed. They come and chest thump and then dumbbreed their achievements. They say we have made so many hospitals, so many schools, although there's none which has been, not a single school which has been built by them. They come say we have turned the education around, we have turned the health system around. If these officers are there and they are not allowing them to function, how have they turned around all these avenues of the goodwill of people? For example, health or education. How have they turned them around?
Right.
So we have to believe either one thing. I mean, whether they have done something good or not, or whether they are falsely trying to implicate officers, because since they know that what they are doing is wrong, and then officers are on the right track by checking them not to go ahead with what they are announcing. I'll give you one example and close. Excise Department. Remember that whole of the policy, when they brought that policy, they have to do a backdated meeting. And the officer said, no, I can't do that.
Right.
And on that account, the Chief Secretary said, sorry, you can't go and retrospectively do something and then ask me to sign it. And that's how the complete excise scam came in for.
All right, Mr. Singh, I'm sure we're going to be debating this quite a lot in the days ahead leading up to the Delhi elections. Thank you very much for being with us.